A storage room can be a great space to store things we don't use daily. However, many times that space becomes a dumping ground for the things we don't need. Some items people keep are gifts from well-meaning relatives or friends. Also, we buy things we don't need because they are on sale. Because people like to keep their stuff, their excuses are endless. This storage is usually in a garage, basement, or attic. The space becomes full quickly with things the owner can't decide on or has a sentimental attachment to. Because storage spaces are often further away from our living spaces, they don't seem to always be a high priority to address. Out of sight, out of mind. This is true for many things in life. This saying doesn't apply to clutter. It doesn't matter how far away the clutter is, it's still on our minds, making us feel stuck. Where to start? Starting a big project like decluttering a storage room can be overwhelming. It's important not to look at the whole space. Just choose one corner to focus on. Be prepared. This can be a big, time-consuming project, so it's important to be prepared. Here are a few things that will help you achieve success. Get help from family or a professional. Start decluttering when you feel energized. Schedule 30 minutes every day, same time. Find places make donations at. Prepare a few boxes and plastic bags. Here are a few important things to include in the plan. Schedule sessions. Take time to make a plan, then schedule decluttering sessions and stick to them. If you don't schedule a time and hold yourself accountable, you will likely never find the time. Declutter by categories. Before starting, write down categories of things in the storage area. Abandoned projects, seasonal decorations, old paint, your kids' stuff, old furniture, sports equipment, camping gear you haven't used in 20 years. Declutter first, clean later. Until you finish decluttering, postpone the cleaning or decorating. Don't rush to the store to buy containers, bins, or shelves. When the clutter is gone, you will have plenty of time to enjoy creating your beautiful home. Donating versus selling. Most people want to sell the items to recoup the money they spent. The money is long gone. Now, your goal is to let go of clutter. Selling items at a garage sale or listing individually online takes a lot of time and effort. Also, this might interfere with your decluttering progress and more likely end up postponing the whole project. It can be hard to watch all the stuff you spent money on going to somebody for free. This is about valuing your home and a stress-free life. After all, this is your lesson to embrace more intentional shopping. Ranka Burzan owns a professional organizing company based in the Kathet region and has written several books on reducing clutter and becoming more organized. For information, go to solutionsorganizing.com. Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday. prpeak.com/account/mailing list.